conference is now being recorded.
Okay, so we are back with Attorney Aaron Gartland of Dothan, Alabama, and we're here for part two on everything you need to know about personal injury cases. And part two is all about what happens in court. What happens if you have to take a personal injury case to court? If you haven't listened to part one, you might want to go listen to that before you jump on to this one, because that one will have you really ready to listen to part two, probably better than if you didn't. Okay to listen to it without listening to part one, but might be better if you listen to part one first. So, Aaron, could you tell everybody, in case they don't know much about you, could you tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
Yes, I'm a lawyer practicing in Alabama, and just, you know, more specifically the Dothan area. And a big part of my practice is handling personal injury cases. And of that, the biggest percentage of my personal injury cases are automobile accidents. And I have over 10 years experience dealing with those types of cases. And, you know, take a lot of pride in just doing the very best that I can for my clients.
Okay, great. So, like I said earlier, we're back here on part two of personal injury, everything you want to know about personal injury cases, part two. And this time we're going to talk about the litigation process in personal injury cases. And like you said earlier in part one, there's really a relatively small amount of cases actually wind up going to court. Because as I remember you saying, it's really in nobody's best interest for the most part to do that. And so very few really do go to court. But if you do wind up going to court, which I know absolutely nothing about, and I'm sure most people listening to this recording know absolutely nothing about, could you tell us how it all works?
Yes. Well, what happens, and again, this just follows up to show and just, again, why it's so important to have the right lawyer involved in a case as soon as possible, because you just don't really know going into it if, you know, your case may be one of the small percentage that does wind up in litigation. And again, some of the more serious and more complicated cases may go directly to litigation, so you just need the right lawyer involved initially. But the way the process works is, you know, going to require very little from our clients, you know, by way of affecting their, you know, their life or requiring them to do anything. Generally, the work is on the attorneys. And what we would do, we file a lawsuit or a complaint in court. And the other side, once they're served with the lawsuit, they generally have 30 days to answer. We would be able, through that process, to take, or both sides are able to conduct what's called discovery, to find out information about the case. And we're able to ask written questions under oath to the parties in the case, and also to subpoena documents and evidence, and do motions for production of evidence on the other side. And we are required, you know, when we file that lawsuit, the other side may send written questions over for us to answer under oath, or, you know, subpoena our client for deposition. But again, what that allows us to do is to go ahead and find out more information, get the case ready for trial. During that process, if there's any experts that we need to retain and consult with or hire to assist us on the case, that will take place. And we're just getting that case ready for trial. oftentimes through that process, when all of the facts and relevant facts and circumstances come out, we are able to get the case to the fair settlement that, amount that we feel like is fair. And again, the vast majority of cases, even though they go into litigation, they still wind up in settlement.
So just because you filed a suit doesn't mean you're going all the way through to the end of the trial where the judge or the jury is going to render a verdict, huh?
That's right. And, Henry, if you would like for me to, I can go into more detail that leads up to trial and the process of taking a case, just an overview of how the trial works as well.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'm figuring that I'm interested in hearing that, and if somebody's listening to this part, I'm imagining they would be very interested in it too.
Now, once we get through the discovery process, there are certain motions that both sides may file that relate to the evidence or lack of evidence, and then
a motion is what you where you ask the judge to do something.
Yes, to make some kind of ruling on the case, whether it's on the admissibility of evidence or the ability of the parties to bring a certain claim or to get that claim to the judge or to the jury, just, you know, legal things.
Legal maneuvering kind of things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then once a case gets, as the case goes through the process, oftentimes judges set status conferences or settlement conferences to explore the possibility of any settlement, to try to determine when a case is going to be set for trial, you know, try to set it at a time that's convenient for everyone. Also, some cases will be ordered or it may be agreed upon to go to mediation in order to help facilitate a settlement. And of course, then, if all that fails and it's unable to be settled prior to trial or after mediation, then, the case winds up on a trial docket and actually in trial. That process starts with, if it's a jury trial, then it's going to start with jury selection. If it's a bench trial or just a trial in front of the judge, then as the plaintiff or the party that files the lawsuit, we would be required to prove, you know, whatever allegations, if it's negligence or wanton conduct, we would be required to prove that that conduct caused the injury and damages, and then the extent of our damages to the judge or jury. Again, if it's a jury trial, we're going to start that process with jury selection and trying to make sure that we get a jury that would be open and receptive to the type of case that we have. Then we would have opening, you know, the first part of the trial is the opening statement, and that's where, you know, we give the jury, give the jury an overview, and we would do some of that in voir dire too, or in the jury selection process, an overview of what our case is about. The opening statement, you know, we would give them an outline of the, you know, the themes of the case, the injuries, the damages, how that's impacted our client's life, all the facts and circumstances that surround the accident, and then call our witnesses to, you know, to prove all of that. Again, to, you know, show that jury that this is a, you know, human being, that it has affected their life personally, to show how this injury, how this event has impacted and affected their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, again, why it's so important to have the right attorney involved, because the sooner you can start gathering all the information, the better off you are. If you do wind up in litigation, the better off you are to deal with all that. Then the other side would get, after we have presented all of our witnesses and evidence, the other side would get to do that. Then we would be able to cross-examine any of our witnesses. Of course, they would be able to cross-examine any of our witnesses. And then once they rest, if we would have any rebuttal evidence or any evidence we wanted to present, to rebut anything that they presented in defense, and then they would have an opportunity, to possibly present what's called a surrebut. And then once all of both sides have rested, the judge instructs the jury on the law, and throughout that process, there may be some other legal maneuvering, objections and motions being filed and so forth. But again, the judge instructs the jury on the law and to go out, and then we would make, we would make a closing argument. And again, which we are, forward in the themes of our case, the injuries, the damages, making this a living, breathing person through the testimony, the evidence, the demonstrative evidence, everything that we can do to show how this has impacted their lives. And then the judge instructs the jury, the jury deliberates at that point. So that's just, a very basic overview of how the process works. But again, most of that process does not directly affect the client when it's in litigation. There's very few things in a typical case that they're going to be called on to do, day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to have to testify at the trial?
Yes.
So that would be one thing that they'd have to do.
Yes, if it gets that far.
Yeah, they would, right.
They would have to testify.
Okay. And, of course, I know you'd be helping them with that process, be preparing them for that process.
Yes.
Well, one question I've had as a person who doesn't know anything about this is, well, how do you decide whether it's to go for a jury trial or go for a judge trial? I guess you call it a bench trial?
Yes. Well, you look at the extent of injuries and damages, and typically you're going to ask for a jury trial. There's very few cases where you would just want to waive your right to a jury trial.
I see. Well, that makes sense to me. It seems like that would make sense. I would rather put my hands in the, put my case in the hands of the jury, I think, other human beings like me, than to let some judge make the decision.
That's generally the way it works. Now, there are some very minor cases cases that you have a very, very unique facts and circumstances that may be proper, but the vast majority of cases, you're going to file and ask for a jury trial.
And, of course, I'm imagining that if you've taken a case on from the very beginning, that you actually start from the very beginning with an eye on, how am I going to work this in case I wind up in the courtroom someday, which is probably not something that I could do by myself, because I have no idea how this is all going to play in a courtroom if I had to wind up there someday.
That's right.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple and straightforward in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's just this process that you've got to go through. And I don't want it to sound insulting, but it's kind of like the games the lawyers play that the rest of us lay people don't have any idea what this is all about. Because you know, it gets pretty complex in the legal system sometimes, and particularly when you're in court. Well, is there anything else you think we need to know, or you think we kind of got this this one done?
Henry, that is just, again, a very, very basic, short overview. So unless there's something else that you can think of that everyone might want to know, that's pretty much my overview of that litigation process.
No, there's nothing else I could think of. I already gave you my questions that came up for me. And, of course, as always, I know that you're certainly willing to answer any questions that might come up if people would want to call you. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, shucks, then I guess we'll call that the end of this recording on everything you needed to know about personal injury cases in court. And thanks very much, Aaron. I learned some things.
Okay, thank you, Henry.